This audio lesson is meant to go along with the English book on our site. Be sure to get your book at EnglishClass101.com.
Living in the city. Where you live. A car horn wakes you up in the morning. You get out of bed and look out your bedroom window. Cars zoom by on your busy street. Across the street, you see a row of houses close together. Tall buildings and busy freeways are nearby. All these things are signs that you live in a city. A city is a place where many people live and work. What is it like to live in a city? City buildings. People in cities live in houses or apartments with many neighbors. The rooms in these homes may be small. Most city homes have small yards. When people are outside, they share the space with many other people. Cities have neighborhoods with old buildings. Many of these buildings are well cared for. People honor the history of their city by taking care of these buildings. Cities also have very tall buildings. Some buildings, called skyscrapers, have 40 stories or more. The first skyscrapers were used only for businesses. Now, some skyscrapers have apartments where people live. Fast elevators take people to the top floors. Going places. City streets often have a lot of traffic. Big streets may have traffic jams in the morning and late afternoon. These times are called rush hour. Most people go to work and come back home during rush hour. Buses take people to different parts of a city. Big cities have many bus routes. Buses travel on the same streets where cars travel. After people get off at a bus stop, they walk to get where they want to go. People can also take a taxi or cab to go places. They pay the driver to take them right where they want to go. Some cities also have rapid transit trains. These small trains do not go on city streets. Some trains travel on special tracks on the ground or in the air. Other trains, called subways, travel on underground tracks. Trains stop at stations to let people on and off. Things to do. There's so much to do in a city. Cities have many kinds of museums. Some museums have science exhibits, such as dinosaur bones. Some museums have paintings and other kinds of art. Many museums offer classes and trips for children and adults. Cities have parks where people can enjoy nature. Some parks are small, while others are huge areas with woods, ponds, and creeks. Parks are great places to go when city life seems too busy and noisy. Many cities have huge gardens with many different kinds of plants. These gardens are living art. Sports fans can go to many games in cities. A very big city may have professional baseball, basketball, football, soccer, and hockey teams.
Children and teens can play sports in school, at parks, and in youth leagues.
People in cities have many movies, plays, and concerts to choose from. They can also find a teacher and learn to play a musical instrument. People can eat at many restaurants in a city. They can eat food from many different countries. Cities also have many places to go shopping.
People can go to malls, very large buildings with many stores.
They can also go to shops in different neighborhoods. All kinds of people. One of the most interesting things about a city is the people who live there. People from many different groups and countries live in a city. They work together, and their children go to school together. Living in a city reminds everyone that people think and live in many different ways. Even though people are different, they are also neighbors who can get along with each other. They can also learn from each other. Taking a break. There's so much to do in a city that sometimes people can feel too busy. Some people go to the country on weekends.
Being out in nature can be a welcome break. After a weekend away, it's nice to come back home to the city.
Remember, you can download the book for this lesson and unlock even more great lessons like this. Go to EnglishClass101.com.